Good morning, family. What a joy again to be with you all this morning and to share the word with you that the Lord has laid on my heart for this week. I trust that you've had a great week and that you've been trusting in the Lord. As we've been sharing up to now, the trust is our theme for the year. And this morning, I want to share a word that I've entitled, Let's Walk on Water. Isn't that exciting? Let us walk on water above the storms, above the situations, above the challenges that face us. Because I remember there was a song that I heard a while ago on the radio. It was a song from the 1970s. And it said the following. It goes like this. It says, put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stills the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. And I believe God is calling us, friends, to really trust the Lord. And I saw a picture at the beginning of this year where we are encouraged to put our hands, put both of our hands into the hands of Jesus. Look Him in the eye, trust Him, surrender everything and put both of our hands, not just one hand, almost like where we've got another hand that's kind of having an open door to do something else or to trust in something else, but putting both our hands into the hands of this man from Galilee, the amazing Savior and Lord of this earth, Jesus Christ. And I want to share with you a passage of scripture from Matthew chapter 14. It is the story of Jesus walking on the sea. And I want to read that to us first, because I believe God is calling us to trust Him because He is doing something and saying something. So I want to say that again. We have been called to trust God in what He is doing and what He is saying, because He's moving, He's doing stuff, but He's also saying a lot of stuff to us. So let's listen to this passage of scripture from Matthew chapter 14, from verse 22 to 39 in the New King James Version. It goes like this. Immediately, Jesus made His disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side while He sent the multitudes away. This story is found in the context where Jesus had just fed 5,000 people. Jesus had done an amazing miracle, and here He's taking His disciples on a journey. Verse 23 says, and when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. Now when evening came, He was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water. And He said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out His hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? When they had got into the boat, the wind ceased, and then those who were in the boat came and worshipped Him, saying, truly, You are the Son of God. I want to share with us just three thoughts on this scripture, and just what the scripture, there's so much that we can unpack in the scripture, but I want to share with you three things today that I trust that will challenge you, that will inspire you to really trust in the Lord in this time. Amen. So the first thing is, and it's based on the three things that Jesus said. In this passage, so much happened, but Jesus only said three short phrases, three things that Jesus said. Isn't that amazing? When Jesus speaks, it's so profound, it's so powerful. He doesn't have to say a lot. But when He says something, we can listen, we can respond. Amen. So the first thing that Jesus said in this passage of scripture where the disciples have been sent on this boat, they're in the middle of the sea early in the morning, it's dark and there's wind coming up, and the wind was against them. And these disciples were afraid, and they suddenly saw this guy walking on the sea. And they said, hey, it's a ghost. And Jesus responds, and this is the first thing He says to them. He says, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. I believe Jesus is saying that to us at this time, friends. And the first thing I want to say to encourage you, wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, maybe you don't even know Jesus personally in your life at this time, I believe He is saying this to you, that He is in your challenge. He is right there. He is there where the wind is against you, where the storms come, the waves start lifting up. I want to say Jesus is in your challenge and is in my challenge. Amen. That's good news for you this morning. And He's saying this. He says, be of good cheer. It is I. I'm there. Don't be afraid. You see, Jesus came to that challenging place that his disciples found themselves in. And guess what? He didn't only come to that place. He was walking on the very thing that was causing the challenge for them. How amazing is that, that Jesus walks on the very thing that is causing them the challenge. The water was being tossed up like into massive waves, and yeah, they were starting to get afraid. Jesus comes and he walks on that very place that they are challenged. And I want to say to you this morning, the good news is that Jesus is coming to your challenge. Jesus is coming into your life and he's ministering from that place where he's operating on another level. I believe Jesus is operating on another level. He doesn't operate on our level. He operates on the level of the supernatural, walking on that water. And I want to say this morning that Peter saw this. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, even though it was looking stormy and all challenging, but Peter could see this possibly can be Jesus. Even though he doubted a little bit, he said, "If it is you, Lord, command me to do the same." So Peter saw it and he wanted to do the same. Something stirred in him that I want to do the same. And I believe, friends, in each one of us, there's a seed of faith that we want to do what Jesus is doing. Amen. But we've got to see what he's doing. We've got to see what he's doing and do the same. And I want to say, and I'll ask you this question, do you see Jesus? Are you seeing Jesus in this time and what he is doing and what he is saying? Because if we see him despite the fear, the uncertainty and the worry, we will be stirred to do what he is doing, to say what he is saying. So Jesus is in your challenge, and a challenge is there to test where your focus is. Because it's easy to focus on Jesus when everything is fine and hey, you can see Jesus clearly. But when there's a storm, when there's wind, waves, all the stuff, are we still focused on Jesus? So a challenge is there to test your focus, because Jesus is always there. I want to say to you today, Jesus is always there. And we just need to realize it, we need to know it, and we need to act on that. That's the first thing I want to say this morning, is that Jesus is in your challenge. The second thing I want to say this morning from this passage of Scripture is that Jesus calls you to come. I believe Jesus is calling each one of us to come. Wherever we are, maybe you don't even know him, maybe you've known him for all your life, he's still calling you to come. That's the second thing he said. And guess what? Peter responded to that come. Peter stepped out of the boat. He took that step of obedience and he responded to Jesus' word. I want to say to you that Jesus told him to come to him. Jesus did not tell Peter to walk on the water. Jesus just said, come. Peter's faith was to walk on the water. Peter believed that he could, and Peter could see Jesus doing it, and Peter wanted to do that. He had a bit of faith and he thought, if this is Jesus, I want to do what Jesus is doing. And he said, Jesus, command me to also walk on the water. And guess what Jesus did? Jesus didn't say, Peter, walk on the water. Jesus said, Peter, come to me. That is what Jesus is saying to each one of us in this time. He's saying, come. But I believe, friends, it's always going to be according to your faith in what you see Jesus doing. Because faith is not something that we can figure out or make up or try and psych ourselves up. Faith is in what we see Jesus doing. We cannot have faith in faith or faith in other stuff. We need to have faith in what Jesus has said and what he's doing. And Peter could see him walking. And sometimes we just have faith in what we want. We have faith in what we want to have happen in our lives or what we need. So we have sort of faith for that. But we can only have faith in what we see Jesus doing. And Peter had that little bit of faith and he wanted to do what Jesus was doing. And I want to say, when you walk in the Spirit will show you what Jesus is doing. That's good news today. The Spirit is going to show you exactly, and I believe, friends, Jesus is doing one thing in this time. He's doing lots of things, but you know what he's really doing? He is building his church. That is great news for all of us. Jesus is building his church, and if we can see him building his church, we will also want to partner with him and step out in faith in building his church. And I remember when I was called into the ministry, this was probably my biggest step of faith, stepping out of the boat where Jesus said to me, come. Come into the ministry, come into full-time ministry, leave the boat of engineering, leave the boat of a normal career and come follow me into the ministry. And not everyone is called to be in full-time ministry, but I just want to say when I stepped out of that boat, it was really scary, but on the one side, it was massively exciting and exhilarating, taking that step of faith because Jesus said to me, come. I didn't want to necessarily go in the ministry. It wasn't like my first choice. I didn't study it. But Jesus called me to come out of the engineering environment, out of the corporate world, into full-time ministry. Jesus said, come. And because he said, come, I can be sustained. And it's been 10 years now that I've been in full-time ministry. It hasn't been easy, but it's been the most amazing step of faith. And I've taken one step after the next. Jesus is truly building his church. And that's why I said, yes, Lord, because I could see he's building his church. I could see many others following Jesus into building his church. And I wanted to be part of that. Where's Jesus calling you to come today? He's calling you to maybe just take that step out of the boat, whatever it may be. That's the second thing. And the last thing I want to share with us this morning is that Jesus wants our faith to grow. The third thing he said, and that happened after Peter failed in a way. He walked a little bit on the water. Jesus picked him up and he said to him and to all his disciples, because everyone could hear, he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And the third thing Jesus is saying to us is that he wants us to grow in our faith. He wants us to step out, but then he wants us to grow. Peter must have had an incredible experience walking on that water. Don't you agree? I mean, I don't know about you, but I would love to walk on water. You know, my kids, they always play in the swimming pool and they say, "Hey, I'm going to try walk on water." So they like to take a step off the edge and they immediately fall into the water. Because all of us have got this desire to like do something amazing. And it must have been awesome to walk on the water. But you know what must have been more awesome for Peter? Is coming to Jesus. It must have been amazing to respond and to just come and look at Jesus in the eye and just respond to the love that he had for him. But you see, he lost focus. He looked at the wind, and guess what happened? The Bible says, as soon as he looked at the wind and he saw that it was boisterous. Boisterous is an amazing English word. It simply means forceful, powerful. He saw that the wind was against him. He saw this is not going to work. And as he saw that, he became afraid. You see, fear, friends, is the opposite and is the enemy of faith. Fear is always going to come against our faith. Fear is the opposite, and there's always going to be a battle in our lives for fear and faith. We're going to have faith, but then fear is going to come in. And the more fear we have, the less faith we can have. The more faith we have, the less fear. Fear and faith cannot operate in the same environment. And that's why Jesus was so filled with faith that every fear just left. And isn't that awesome? To know that when we see Jesus, he's always going to pick us up when we fall. And friends, we're never going to be perfect. But let's take that one step. Jesus will always pick us up and he'll always encourage us and challenge us to grow as we keep our eyes on him. Peter's faith grew from this experience so much so that God could use him mightily. Remember that first sermon he preached in Acts chapter 2 where 3,000 people got saved. He stood up and he preached the gospel boldly after a journey of wanting to walk away at times. But I believe the seed of this miracle that happened, he realized God can do a miracle in and through his life because he started to believe. Even though he doubted, God wants us to grow. And you know, when they got into the boat, the wind ceased and they all worshiped him. They said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." So I want to close this morning and I want to say to you and encourage you, friends, Jesus wants us to trust him more. In 2021, Jesus wants us to trust him. He wants us to walk on water. Amen. And I'm putting it in inverted commas because it's not about physically walking on water. It's about the spiritual realm. It's about walking on a higher level, operating in a higher level of trust. And when we were praying last night in our intercession meeting, we felt the Lord giving us a word called radical faith. God wants us to have radical faith in the season, to walk on water. So I want to ask you in closing, as I pray for us this morning, I want to ask you, where is he calling you out of your comfort zone? The comfort zone of the boat, where is he calling you just to take that next step? And I believe, friends, we don't have to take massive steps. We just need to step out of the boat and trust the Lord. When he says come, when he says you can, then you do it in faith, trusting in him, putting both your hands in the hand of the man from Galilee, putting both your hands in the hands of the man who calms the sea, who stills the waters. We can trust him, friends. Let's walk on water this year. And I want to pray for you. And I want you to close your eyes right now as I pray. And I want you to ask the Lord to show you, where is he calling you? What comfort zone do you need to step out of? What place and area do you need to step out in faith and trust him and surrender? And I want you to place that before him and say, "Lord, help me. I'm hearing you calling me to come." I want to pray for you just right now and ask the Lord to bless you, to just help you to respond in faith to him this year. Father, I want to pray for your people. I want to thank you, Lord, that you're calling us to step out like Peter, Lord. You are saying that you're in our storm, you're in our challenge. Whatever it may be, each one of us are going through different emotions, different challenges, different situations in this challenging new year, Lord. But I thank you that you're calling us to come. You're saying, "Be still, it is I, I'm here, don't be afraid." And then you're saying to us, come out of this boat, come and do what I've called you to do. And I pray that we would not fear, that we would not doubt, because you said, Lord, why Why do you doubt? You of little faith. And I pray that you'd grow our faith this year. I pray that we would truly have a year where we could trust you and put our hands in your hands, fully and just amazingly following you in whichever way you lead us. In Jesus' name. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May you step out in faith and in trust as you follow the man from Galilee, this amazing man into whose hands we can really commit our lives. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. See you soon again. Amen. Thanks a lot.